This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. counterterrorism officials are increasingly worried that Islamic State fighters captured as the terror group's caliphate collapsed in Syria will find their way back to the battlefield. The concern, they say, is most acute for the approximately 2,000 foreign fighters who were being kept in a state of limbo, held in makeshift prisons run by the U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces as their home countries refused to take them back. For months, U.S. officials at the State Department and Pentagon have urged countries, especially those who joined the coalition to defeat IS, to repatriate and prosecute their citizens or residents who left to fight for the self-declared caliphate. Those pleas have largely gone nowhere, as European countries especially have raised concerns, arguing their legal systems will not allow for the successful prosecution of IS fighters. Turkey's interior minister says that they will begin to repatriate captured Islamic State militants to their home countries as of Monday. Emily Spickle reports.
Turkey has long criticized its European allies for refusing to take back Islamic State fighters who are their citizens. And on Friday, the country's interior minister warned they were taking matters into their own hands, saying Turkey would start sending back captured jihadists from Monday, even if their citizenship had been revoked.
We're telling them, we'll repatriate these people to you, and we're starting as of Monday. We'll repatriate these people no matter what they do. They'll object and say we revoked their citizenship. Do whatever you want with them.
The announcement comes as a senior Kurdish leader warns the European Union could face a wave of returning battle-hardened Islamic State fighters from Syria.
That's Reuters' Emily Spickle, and this is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump rejected China's claim the U.S. and China have agreed to roll back some of the tariffs each side imposed on the other's goods during their ongoing trade dispute. Mr. Trump said Friday that he hasn't agreed to anything. His remarks suggest that much work remains to be done at the bargaining table to end the bitter trade war that's hurt both economies. Two government officials have given impeachment investigators vivid recaps of the Trump administration's efforts to push Ukraine into investigating Democrats and Joe Biden. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
In transcripts of their interviews last month, former White House Russia adviser Fiona Hill and Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman describe extraordinary scenes. They include Ambassador Gordon Sondland telling Ukrainians they need to investigate the Bidens in exchange for a coveted meeting with the president. They're the latest transcripts detailing what Democrats say was a clear abuse of office. Hours before they were released, the president insisted none of the testimony worries him.
In no cases that I see have I been heard.
He's preemptively bashing the public hearings Democrats will start next week. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Facebook says it's deleting any post that names the person rumored to be the whistleblower that sparked the Ukraine investigation. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Facebook says it's taking down mentions of the name of a man who may be the whistleblower circulating on some websites, including Breitbart News, because the posts violate Facebook's ban on material that could identify a witness, informant, or activist. But the social media platform also says that decision could change if the name becomes widely published. Twitter, meanwhile, says it's allowing the name to circulate. It bans sharing personally identifiable information about a person, like an address or medical record, but that does not include the person's name. There are federal laws designed to protect whistleblowers and their identities. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Lebanon says it will close its banks for an extra 2 days around the weekend as the country remains paralyzed by political and economic turmoil. Lebanon's national news agency said Friday banks will be closed in both Saturday and Monday, along with the regular Sunday closure to observe a Monday holiday celebrating the Prophet Muhammad's birthday. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Friday that Russia slays political opponents and China's tactics would be horrifyingly familiar to former East Germans during a session, and members of Cambodia's opposition have spent the past few days crossing Southeast Asia in an attempt to return to Cambodia, a return promised by their exiled leader, Sam Rainsy. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.